5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We're not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am one of your hosts, Barry, but I have another host with me, Crystal.
Surprise!
Surprise! You thought I was just doing two voices, but I wasn't. There's a second person here.
No one thought you were doing two voices.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, happy Father's Day.
Day after day.
Tomorrow, because you'll be listening to this on Monday, but
happy Father's Day yesterday.
Yeah, whatever. It's tomorrow to us, yesterday to them.
Whoa. Going on Doctor Who.
That's right. But yes, so it's Father's Day, and we will be talking a little bit about that. A lot of bit about that. So, but we have other things to talk about first. Let's talk about our crazy circus.
It's time for the stories of the week.
All right, honey.
I knew you were going to say that.
What?
I thought you were going to say you go first because you have more stuff than me.
Oh, no, I was just saying, all right, honey, let's talk about our stories.
Oh, okay.
But since you're so eager
to go first. This is the part of our show where we talk about the stories that happened this week. There you go.
Are you mocking me?
I'm totally mocking
you. You're totally mocking me.
Because you didn't do it.
It is Father's Day. You should respect.
Sorry. It's been invoked. Yeah. Father's Day.
All right.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
Can I give you a back rub?
Yes, you can.
Get you a soda?
Yes. Top chop. All right. So, fine. I'll go first. Our littlest 2-year-old Jackson is very active at nighttime. And Crystal is out at book club, I think. Must have been book club. Mm-hmm. And I was playing a game on my computer while everyone was in bed, or at least in their rooms. But Jackson, for the very first time, both boys, so the oldest and the youngest, come in, both cradling their heads, and they're like, ah! And they're like, we bounced into each other's heads. And I'm just like, yeah, that's classic. And then, so I ushered him back to bed. And, like, I swear, for the next probably half an hour, Jackson came in, like, every 5 to 10 minutes, cradling some different portion of his body. not pretending, though. Like, he really did hurt himself, like, because he was jumping around or he fell or something. I'm like, dude, just calm down and go to bed. And so that was an eventful evening for me, too.
You didn't feel like it was that, ooh, a reason to get daddy's attention.
No, he was like I saw the marks of where he, like,
wow.
I don't know, maybe he physically hit his head into the wall. He's like, I can see daddy if I do this, bam!
Don't say that, that's creepy. Creepy.
It's creepy. So, but yeah, so that was interesting, but it only lasted a little while, and then they finally fell asleep, but before they fall asleep, they're always doing something that will cause them pain.
Oh, sweet children. So,
boys.
Well, like, not just boys. Tonight was awful.
Oh.
We had our 2-year-old, or not 2-year-old, 4-year-old was pounding on our door because we already locked ourselves in. And she was just crying at the door saying, I'm not tired. And then her sister, who shares a room with her, starts pounding on the door and she's like, I'm tired. And she won't go to
sleep. I'm tired, but she's screaming.
Yeah, and it just went on and on and on and on.
Those are the moments when you're like, oh, I wish they kind of did have separate bedrooms.
Yeah, or I wish NyQuil was legal.
It is.
Benadryl or something. I'm just kidding. But anyway, yeah, so fun times at nighttime.
Yeah.
It's every parent's favorite part of day.
It is. Well, what'd you do this week that was either enjoyable or not?
Well, we have breaking news. It's our news, though.
We're not pregnant. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Go ahead?
Oh, we want to say it at the same time?
Say it together. One, two, three.
Jackson pooped on the potty.
Oh yeah, on the potty.
Got it. Make sure. Of course he pooped, but
big deal.
But he pooped on the potty.
Totally random.
He was just sitting. He was just chilling on the potty one day, and he sat there for like 15 minutes, and then finally pooped out this big poop of a log.
Wow, you didn't have to go into so much detail.
They needed to know that it was huge.
Well, it's funny because we were watching Avatar as a family, and he just comes out and he's like, I pooped. And none of us, we were all like, oh, yeah, okay. And then Grayson went in the bathroom and he's like, he did poop.
No,
and so
well,
then you went in to check and you're like, didn't. Yeah, I did.
No, I'm not
jumping ahead of that part.
Oh, you're jumping ahead because I initially went in.
Right.
And nothing happened, but then I was the one that witnessed the majestic pooping. In the potty.
It's such a big deal. But, yeah, and then so it was funny because I was like, wait, I want to see. Because I don't know. I didn't believe it. And so I ran in there, and then everyone ran in there, and we all just started dancing.
We did the poopy dance.
The poopy dance for
we're like, Jackson pooped on the potty. And we're all dancing around in the bathroom.
It was like a huge family celebration. It was sweet.
It was funny. And then Krista wanted to go get a picture, and then Jackson's like, nope, flush.
I know. I still made him reenact it, though.
That's right.
I have a picture of him sitting on the potty, even though it's like 10 minutes later.
But has he done it since? No.
He tried once. I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah, and I think he tried to go, like, pee once on the potty, but he has not been successful since.
But I did just buy a Paw Patrol toilet cover.
Yeah.
So hopefully that sparks some pee patrol. So anyway, exciting. We're almost out of diapers.
Almost out of the diaper phase.
It's going to save us so much money.
So, all right. You can go to your story now.
Now to the bad part.
Oh, no.
That sounded totally sarcastic.
Oh, no.
It was bad. I've already told some friends that listened to this, so sorry. You're hearing a repeat. But on Monday, our son started Cub Scout day camp. Which, by the way, was terrifying. Because, I can't remember if I mentioned this.
Why?
Because when I was cleaning up the camp, that one time when we went to service.
Right.
We were there for like 20 minutes. And Grayson's like, Mom, we found a rattlesnake under this building. And then a couple minutes later, they're chasing a lizard. And this lady goes, don't catch those lizards. Their bite's poisonous. And I was like, I feel like I'm sending my kid to die. It's like death camp. So, but anyway. I was just slightly nervous, you know, because rattlesnakes are freaky.
Sure.
So anyway, sub story. So then I dropped Grayson off at Scout Camp, Cub Scout Day Camp. And the other girls, they aren't signed up for anything for summer. So I was like, well, let's go to the Dollar Tree and I'll let you get a prize for doing nothing this summer. So I went to Walmart or the Dollar Tree. And it was early in the morning, so there was hardly anyone there. And I was the only one with kids, except for this other lady that had a little baby. But, so we're in the toy aisle, and I let my kids play with the toys. I tell them to put them back, but it's not like they're crazy. They like to play with the balls and the squirters and...
Like any normal child would.
Yeah, so I'm just standing there letting them play with toys. And then I said, okay, guys, let's go to the next aisle. So me and the two... girls go to the next aisle, and Jackson's kind of taking his time. But really, there's no one here. It's not like I'm leaving him with all these people. So he starts coming around the corner, but I hear one of the Dollar Tree workers who's there stocking everything. And she's like, you need to go be with your mom. Snaps on. She's like, go on, go get over there. Which I can understand that that's, you never want to see a little kid alone. But I was like, right around the corner. And then so 5 minutes later, I hear over the intercom saying, parents, please do not leave your kids unattended. And if they open anything in the store, you will be buying it. Thank you for shopping at Dollar Tree. Click. And I was the only one there in the store with kids.
Yeah.
Again, this happened to me a while ago, but I was like,
you should have went up there and been, way to be subtle, guys.
You couldn't just come talk to me. You had to be like, spotlight on the bad mom. Everyone look. So, anyway.
But you weren't being a bad mom.
I didn't feel like I was being a bad mom.
They were just being paranoid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can understand. Because, well, I don't know. It was just embarrassing. It was really embarrassing. I left in a huff.
So, I don't know. It's different. I've worked in retail a lot. And, like, there's a difference between kids, like, picking things up and, like, just, like, handling them and or playing with them a little. And you could tell the difference between that or a kid that was, like, being destructive, like, throwing a packaged good around right. or something like that. Because we had those ones, too. And those are the ones you're like, dude, don't do that. But, like, kids that are just like, oh, look at this cool little thing. And they have it and they're, you know, being good. And just like, whatever, they're holding it. You know, I'll probably be the one to put it back later. But whatever. But you do have those kids that are, like, crazy. So
right.
I can understand. But also, workers need to be lenient a little, too.
But, like, I always tell myself, the rules are always set for, like, the worst kind of parents.
Yes.
Like, the ones that don't watch their kids. I mean, I kind of wasn't watching my kid, but I was. I always make them put everything back where they pulled it out of. And so my prideful side was the one that was upset. But really, they're looking out for themselves, so I understand. But still, it was just embarrassing to hear that, like, watch your kids, you bad mom.
Yeah.
We're all judging you, and we're all watching you. So anyway, that was that. Okay. But that was Monday. The rest of the week wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
Like I said, Cub Scout Day Camp was great. It was fun to drop off my son because he's the kind of kid that you have to entertain. Like, he cannot self-entertain, generally. He needs to either be playing with someone or he has to be chatting with you. And so it was nice to send him away to be entertained. Except the second to last day, I get a note saying, tomorrow's family day. Come for the entire time.
Yay.
And I was like, what? They didn't tell me about this. And so I did not go for the whole time because I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
I went because they did a family lunch. They had like a come see your kid shoot BB guns and watch him do archery. And then they had a family lunch and then they did a little skit talent show and called it good. But so I show up at lunchtime. And Grayson's, like, devastated, even though I told him I wasn't going to go, because that'd be really hard to take all of my kids from 8 to 1.
Yeah.
But, he was bummed I missed him do well with his BB gun. But it was fun to go, even though it was, like, 103 degrees.
Yeah. Whew.
That was insane.
It's been hot here lately.
And Jackson was, like, he was totally bored. And during the skits, he was all freaking out. But then he found out that the ground is really dusty. Because it was outside. He just sat in the dirt and was throwing dirt. And he totally... Well, now this is bad mom moment. But he was, like, flinging dirt. And it was covering this lady sitting next to us's foot. And I just let him do it. Because he was entertained. And I was like, I don't care.
Well, if she didn't care, then it's not a big deal.
Well, at first I was like, Jackson, don't do that. And she kept saying, ah, it's okay. And I was like, okay, lady.
All right. You just said it's okay. You just gave the permission. You buried yourself.
Yeah, and by the end, he was, like, covered head to toe in dust, and she was dirty, so... But thank you, foot lady. I appreciate you.
That's right.
Because I got to see my kid do a skit.
Nice. All right. Sweet. Anything else? About day camp?
Oh, about day camp? No. Besides it being hot?
Yeah.
But I'm glad I didn't. I support the Cub Scouts. I think it's a cool program.
Yeah. So we finally... bought some blackout curtains for the kids, and we set them up, and...
Did we say that we were going to buy some?
No, I'm just saying we finally bought some.
Oh.
Because we didn't have any.
Didn't know that.
Why are you making it confusing for the people?
Because you're making it sound like they knew...
No.
That
I'm
we've
just
been
saying,
wanting some.
I'm just saying we finally bought some.
Okay.
Okay.
Continue. And, I'll let you finish.
We set them up, but they've only been up for one night, and this is night number two for them, and... So we're hoping that since the sun won't be shining so drastically through their windows anymore, that maybe they'll sleep in a little later than...
Today they got up at 7:30.
Yeah, which...
That's huge.
Usually they get up at like 6 or 6:30, so that extra hour was actually kind of nice.
What extra hour?
Yeah, well...
I was stuffed in bed with two kids.
Well, you chose to let the 4-year-old stay in our bed.
That's because I'm tired and I don't want to get out of bed.
Well... Then tell.
And our house is cold.
Then tell me.
Say that, but if you really wanted to get up, you would have gone to her when she called for me.
I didn't think you were going to bring her back into our room, though.
I didn't bring her back in. Well, I told you. She woke up at 4, screaming for me. So I went in there, and she's like, I'm scared. And so I was like, here, have a stuffed animal. Being a good mom. And then she came in bed with us, like, 30 minutes later.
See, I didn't know that, though.
I didn't know it either at first.
Well, as soon as you know, should have known, you should have...
Next time, I'm kicking you and you be like,
known, you should have known to me.
You're on duty.
Yeah.
Fine.
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 Okay. Anyway, so we hope that the black occurrence help. But, yeah. So, today's Father's Day.
Oh, wait.
No, I'm not talking about our article stuff. Oh. I'm talking about my... But if you have pre-Father's Day stuff, then go ahead and say stuff.
I do have pre-Father's Day
stuff. All right.
The only other thing was... Oh, it's scout camp. Let's go
you
back.
You lied! You lied to me!
It doesn't say scout camp, so I didn't catch that. We're eating lunch, and the girls and I ended up... Everyone ate at this huge pavilion in the back, but I was like, I'm going to the quiet spot over here. Not that I'm antisocial, but I think I was just like, hey, this is convenient. Let's get her done. So we go to this picnic table, this lone picnic table off in the distance. And all of a sudden, all these kids start flocking over and chatting with me. And Grayson comes up to me and whispers in my ear and he goes, I think everyone likes you. And I was like, well, yeah, because I'm awesome, right? And he thought about it for a minute. He's like, sure. And shook his head. I was like, that counts. He said I'm awesome. I'm going to hold you to that. So, back to hashtag cool mom.
All right. Awesome mom.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag awesome mom.
Awesome mom?
Awesome mom.
No, cool mom. That's my thing.
Sounds like a Pokemon. Awesome mom.
Awesome mom. All right. Oh, and then today, it's Father's Day, but
yes.
I'm going to just go for it.
Okay.
Because you were in the bathroom. Or changing. I don't know either.
Okay.
And so... I had a sudden burst of energy, which I've been tired all day, and I was like, yes, I feel good. And so I started chasing the kids around, playing tag, like tickle tag. And I pinned Grayson down on our little wooden...
Like, well, when was this?
We were in the bathroom after dinner.
Oh, okay.
Or you were indisposed. And
you could say I was in the bathroom. That's...
Anyway, so I'm chasing Grayson around. And Lacey tries to get on it, and Grayson jumps on our little one-seat chair thing, and he hides behind the cushion, and then he hurls the cushion at me. So I'm leaning on the couch, tickling him, and Lacey jumps on my back to get in on the action, and my arms give way, and I smash my head into the wooden beam behind the chair because the cushion's gone, and it's just, like, hardwood behind there. And then I was like, oh! But angrily, and Grayson's like, I guess we're done. It's like, oh, yeah.
You should know better than to wrestle with the kids.
Well, I was like...
They are hardcore.
But I'm sitting there tickling them like, yay, good mom moment. Take that, mom. Good moment's over.
They like to jump on you.
It hurt so bad.
I'm sorry.
It literally was like... Well, just dumb. It was dumb. I was totally embarrassed.
Nice.
I'm glad he didn't see because it was like... I got taken out by a 4-year-old.
Good job.
That's all. Okay, hey, back to Father's Day.
So, I received my Father's Day gift from the children, which were awesome socks. And now when I say awesome socks, they gave me Pokemon socks and Legend of Zelda socks.
Oh, yeah.
And they're reversible, so they have different designs on the inside and the outside. So, I could wear. So technically, it's like 4 pairs of different socks. Boom.
Right. And at church, he wore his Pokemon tie.
I had my Pikachu tie with my Pikachu socks.
He's like a little kid going around like, did you guys see my tie? Look at my socks.
I'm like, check out my socks. Bam. Everyone loved it.
You got another Father's Day gift.
This. Yeah, I was getting to it.
No, this.
Oh, right. That thing. Okay, yes. Grayson also gave me a coaster that he made at scout camp.
And it was sweet.
And it's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's like modern watercolor. And so it's fun. And then he gave me a glass that he etched some lizards into as well. So I have a coaster and a cup for when I have my long gaming sessions.
And you got a pie.
And And my lovely wife made me a delicious dinner and pie.
Oh, you're welcome.
So, but my daughter, Jay, she, and Crystal had this done for her for Mother's Day at church. They did this, but, it's a kind of a, they ask you questions about your parent and you're supposed to, you know, answer it. So this is, I'm going to read this, and this is,
Don't read all of it.
Why?
Skip to the good ones.
Oh, well.
The funny ones.
So, my, she said, it's like, my dad's name is Barry. He is 34. Close.
Close.
I'm 32. But I am 40 feet tall, and I weigh 30 pounds. So, I thought that was fun. At my job, I work.
Right.
Apparently, my dad is really good at cooking. Apparently, I'm a good cook. But her favorite memory with dad is cooking with me. So probably be baking cookies.
Because you don't cook.
That's what I do. Often. I really like this answer. His favorite food. I don't know. Because there's lots of food. There's lots of food he knows that I don't know. So I thought that was funny. Daddy always tells me he loves me.
I love that answer. Yeah.
And then if I could go anywhere on a trip, I would go to Alabama. And I would take Jay.
Right.
Take her with me. That's what she said. She said, I'm just like my dad because I love him too. That was sweet. And then if I could give my dad anything, it would be a hug.
Cheapskate.
What I love most about my dad is that he loves me.
That's it was so sweet. Super,
and then she drew a picture of me on the back.
She's our most loving child, I think.
So it was
Well.
No.
That's debatable.
They're all loving, but she's our most...
I mean, like, expresses her love the most.
Expresses her love.
Like, she always writes this love notes that says, I love you so, 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 so much.
She hasn't done that in a while, though.
Yeah. I saved them all, though. They're so cute.
They're all good. But, yeah.
So, back to Father's Day.
Back to Father's Day. We are going to talk about...
Father!
Father's Day!
Day!
Facts!
Didn't know where you were going with that.
I didn't know where you were doing, crazy head. So we are going to talk about some things you may have known or didn't know about Father's Day. We like doing these for holidays, and we can't remember if we did this for Father's Day last year or not. So we are doing it now. Number one.
Are we just going through them all?
Let's
some
do it.
Of them weren't that interesting.
They're all interesting. Go for it.
Since this data shows that there are more than 70.1 million dads in the U.S., about a third of them are married with kids under 18.
That's right. So not all of them are married.
So you're part of a third of men.
Yeah, I am. Awesome. Number two.
Woo!
2 million fathers are single. So a lot of single dads out there.
Okay.
Yep.
Spending on Father's Day will reach about $12.7 billion this year.
Billion!
With the average person spending about $115 on presents.
My wife's a cheapskate. I didn't get $115 worth of presents.
Yeah, two pairs of socks.
Yeah.
And a pie.
And a pie.
That's about $2 more than last year's average.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
That's crazy. What the heck are people buying?
Well, sometimes, like, even just, like, I don't know, like, tools or even, like, a nice dress shirt and stuff like that, that can add up real
fast. That's true. I know.
Like, if you wanted socks? If you got me, like, socks, a shirt, a tie, and, like, that would be close to $100 right there.
That's true. That's why I can't bring myself to do that. For Father's Day? That's like, I made you breakfast. I didn't, but in general.
Sure you did. You pulled me a bowl of cereal.
I did. With you love.
You even put milk in it for me.
With love.
With love. Anyway.
I made you dinner. Okay?
Thank you.
But I'm just saying... What happened to kids being like, look, I drew this picture for you, and here's breakfast in bed.
Well, because we live in a society now about material things.
That just blows my mind. I think we had the same conversation about Mother's Day, but crazy sauce.
Yeah. Well, speaking about Mother's Day, the amount spent on Father's Day is still less than what Americans spend on Mother's Day. $21 billion. So that's like $9 million more dollars.
Right.
Billion, I mean. Billion.
Yeah, that's... crazy.
That is crazy sauce.
Why do you think that is, without getting offensive?
That mothers get more than fathers?
Way more!
Well, because mothers are always seen as the more important to children than fathers are. like, in the general society and how it's portrayed in media and everything like that, you know, I birthed you, I have a more emotional connection to you, and so therefore I am more important. And also,
I like this mindset.
Well, and also back in the day, mothers were the ones that, you know, were always stay-at-home moms. And so Mother's Day comes from an older age of tradition. And so it's kind of like, oh, mothers are super important because they're always around where dads are the ones going off to work. And this is generality, people. I'm just saying generally. So maybe that's where the mentality comes from. Yeah. That mothers are always around.
Right.
And dads aren't.
Yeah, I guess.
So we only get 12 billion.
I like the point.
And you get 21 billion.
I guess it does make a difference that we had to suffer for 9 months and birth a giant thing.
That's right.
Out of not a giant thing.
Yep.
That's worth an extra $20
billion. $9 billion.
Oh, nine. I can't do that.
9 years. Anyway.
Father's Day is the fourth biggest day for sending greeting cards. After Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and Mother's Day, according to the Greeting Card Association.
We are number four. We are number four. Yay.
Congratulations, Dad. It's, you did it.
You didn't even make it into the top three. oh, yeah, and you're number four. But that's okay. You know,
right, and Valentine's Day, that's just like a couple. That's not your slew of kids each buying you a card, so...
I don't know. In your family, it is. We still have to buy you Valentine cards for all of everybody.
No, that's what I'm saying. Oh, for Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
That's true. Don't get angry.
I'm not angry.
It's called tradition, and it's special.
I'm just saying it's a little weird that I'm buying a Valentine gift or a Valentine card for my mother-in-law. Just saying.
It's about love.
Just saying it's a
little weird. Not a specific kind of love. It's about love in general.
I know, but it's still a little weird.
Well, you're just jealous.
Anyway, about 20% of Father's Day cards are bought for husbands. So not all Father's Day cards are obviously for husbands.
Wow.
I put that so poetically.
More than 214,000 men are stay-at-home dads.
Interesting.
Way to go.
Thailand's father's dad is... Thailand's Father's Day is celebrated in December on the birthday of King Bhumibol Adulyadej. Everyone wears yellow.
I like how it doesn't say why.
Yeah, it's just everyone wears yellow, apparently, on Father's Day in Thailand.
Okay. We should start that here.
We should.
We should have color-coordinated holidays, not just the 4th of July.
Wear the yellow salmon.
Salmon aren't yellow? What?
We should wear the color salmon.
Oh, I heard yellow salmon.
I might have said yellow salmon. It's a new fish.
Okay, yellow salmon. On Father's Day in Germany, men drink all day at beer gardens. Way to go, Dad.
I love how they put that. Like, in Germany, fathers are alcoholics.
But we already knew that, right?
No. We love you, Germany. But there are a couple of other little things.
I do have to say, though, that is something that really bugs me about Father's Day, is all you can find, or like on Pinterest, you look up homemade Father's Day gifts, and it's like...
tools and beer.
Here's a beer mug and some tools. Yeah.
Tools and beer.
Like, what about the rest of the men that don't... like tools.
Or beer.
So.
Replace it with root beer. I like root beer.
So Pinterest is great for every holiday except for Father's Day. I actually have to use my own creativity.
What?
That's why I made a pie.
That's preposterous. Some other Father's Day thing. In 2015, Harris Poll found dads wanted a day with the family for Father's Day, followed by electronics, gift cards, and a home-cooked meal.
That's nice that family comes first.
That is nice. That is a really nice thing to hear.
Which, ironically, Mother's Day, they just want a meal out.
Yeah.
They don't want to cook.
Yeah, they don't want to cook. I'll cook you a home-cooked meal.
Oh, thanks. Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, that's right.
Your specialty.
So...
kids whose dads are involved in their schoolwork perform better academically, according to fatherhood.gov.
Ooh. And dads spend about 7 times more minutes with their kids these days than they did in the 70s.
About 7 times more minutes.
So we're So instead of spending 1 minute, I spend 7 minutes with you now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But
use those minutes wisely, dads.
But once again, going back to Mother's Day, obviously in the 70s, fathers right. spent seven times less minutes with their children, whereas mothers probably filled that.
More women, less women worked in the 70s than they do now.
So there you go.
Interesting. That is an interesting theory.
Yep. All right.
That's it.
That's it. Thank
happy you. Happy day after Father's Day.
Or happy tomorrow.
Today.
Today. Yesterday.
Wibbly wobbly timey wimey.
Oh, Doctor Who reference. Stuff. All right. Thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And also, you can email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. But make sure you subscribe.
Subscribe.
Rate. Review. Our show on iTunes. That one right there. And until next time, enjoy your circus.
You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.